Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day from the Dr. John Day Show. Welcome to podcast number 36. Does stress cause weight gain? Quickly, the usual disclaimers. Number one, this is general information, not medical advice. Number two, listening to this show does not create a doctor-patient relationship. Number three, do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything that you hear. Always discuss it with your physician first. So let's jump in. Podcast number 36, does stress cause weight gain? So my question to you, do you feel tired, have difficulty sleeping, way more than you should, experience headaches, or have digestive problems? If you answered yes to any of these questions, well, chances are that you're part of the 77% of us who are experiencing chronic stress every day. The paradox of our modern society is that with our ever-increasing conveniences, life is really just becoming more complex and stressful. We are living lives our bodies were not designed to live, and as a result, our waistlines are expanding. Increasingly, we are finding ourselves inside all day long, not using our bodies to work, and not eating real food. Additionally, studies show that the more time we spend keeping up with the news on Facebook and watching TV, well, the more stressed we become. Whether we realize it or not, these things are putting a stress on our bodies and our minds. It creates a negative spiral. The more stressed we feel, the more we turn to these things that are actually causing our stress. So, how stress recently threw me off balance. So let me share a little recent experience with you. I just recently finished a difficult week of being on call at the hospital. As a cardiologist, this means that I'm basically available 24/7 for an entire week to help our patients. The workload can sometimes be intense, and I'm constantly receiving calls and on the run helping patients throughout the hospital. With these hectic days, I really am lucky if I can carve out just 5 minutes to eat for myself. The stress of racing to keep up really threw my eating off balance. I was craving junk. I was hungry all the time, and my energy was depleted. In my attempt to eat, I did it for all the wrong reasons. I just wanted to kill the hunger pain so I could keep working. And so let me give you a glimpse into how my thought process actually went. I have time to eat, but I've got to get something fast so I can keep working. I'll just get a slice of veggie whole wheat pizza and make sure to get in some extra steps while I'm eating. Actually, it's really just because I had to eat while I was walking back to the cardiac unit of the hospital. Also, I'm so depleted physically, I think I'll just take a few swallows, actually 3 to 4 to be exact, of Diet Coke from this free soda dispenser that they have in the staff area for all of the doctors, nurses, and other staff. And it's really a vicious cycle. I knew it. I knew better than that. I eat pizza and drink Diet Coke occasionally, and it just makes me want to do it all over again. Not giving my body real food and not giving my body what it really needs. When I'm stressed, I have this raging appetite. I think about food all the time, and it's hard to feel full. The only thing that keeps me from putting on the extra weight during these periods of intense stress, like a week of being on call, is that I keep a very detailed food and nutrition log each day on my iPhone. I know this sounds a bit geeky, but I do like to track everything. It gives me greater insight with what's going on with my body. Somehow, this tool helps me to get back on track more quickly when I do lose my way. So, but what happens? Let's jump now into some of the hormonal changes to our body that happen with stress. So, just how does stress cause weight gain? In addition to the cravings and the desire to overeat, stress has many other effects on me. Even though my phone was not ringing during the night when I was on call, fortunately, I started having problems sleeping again. I also had difficulties engaging with my family in the evenings. It turns out that all sorts of things were way out of balance in my body due to stress. So let's take a look at what happens to our bodies when we are in these periods where we're under intense stress. And so I'm going to cover 5 hormonal changes that happen when we are under intense stress. Number 1, high cortisol. When we are stressed, our bodies release cortisol. The 2 main effects of cortisol are to raise our blood sugar and to shut our immune system down. When our blood sugar goes up, insulin levels then also go up. Insulin is the main hormone in our body that causes us to store our calories as fat on our body. Insulin also makes us hungry. Ask any diabetic who's recently gone on insulin and they'll tell you they gained weight. Cortisol decreases leptin, so our brains never get the signal we're full. Another hormone, a hunger hormone, ghrelin, is also increased. Of course, when our immune system is suppressed, when we're under intense stress, we're also more likely to get sick. Have you or someone you know ever taken prednisone, a Medrol dose pack, say for back problems or another steroid before? What happened? I suspect that with these surging cortisol levels from these medications, steroids, you probably gained a lot of weight. So did you or someone you know experience an increased appetite and weight gain? The same thing happens when we feel stress. So number 2, high adrenaline. Adrenaline, for short periods of time, such as during intense exercise, can feel good and strengthen our body. However, when the adrenaline is never shut off, like what happens when we're under chronic stress, it wears out the body. In particular, chronically high levels of adrenaline cause plaque buildup throughout the body, leading to heart attacks and strokes. It also raises blood pressure, and it is associated with back and other joint pains. So definitely not good to keep the adrenaline up high 24/7. Number 3, low thyroid hormone. When we are exposed to chronic stress, thyroid hormone production generally decreases. Low thyroid hormone makes us tired and causes us to gain weight by slowing our metabolism down. Number 4, low growth hormone. When our children are exposed to constant high levels of stress, they can develop a medical condition called stress dwarfism. This condition causes their bodies to stop producing growth hormone and they stop growing and hence become dwarfs. That's why they call it stress dwarfism. Children with stress dwarfism not only stop growing, but the development of their cognitive abilities slows as well. Chronic stress can also cause growth hormone deficiency in adults, causing us to lose muscle mass, gain more fat, and lose our energy. Number 5, high insulin. Not only is our insulin increased from toxic cortisol levels when we're all stressed out, but our cells also become resistant to the effects of insulin. And this is basically what happens in type 2 diabetics. People that are stressed out all the time are at high risk for diabetes. It causes our pancreas to try to crank up insulin production even more. And with these surging levels of insulin, it's just a matter of time before we may develop diabetes. As the insulin levels go up even more with stress, our body goes into fat storage mode and we feel compelled to eat even more. So a quick review of some of the 5 hormonal changes when we're under high chronic levels of stress. We get number 1, high cortisol. Number 2, high adrenaline. Number 3, low thyroid hormone. Number 4, low growth hormone. And number 5, high insulin. So let's jump now into 10 ways to stop stress from making us gain weight. The first step to preventing weight gain from stress is to recognize your stress. Modern life is incredibly stressful. Let me repeat that. Modern life is stressful. If we don't actively do something every day to keep our stress in check, stress may affect our health. So let me share with you my 10 very best tips for keeping your stress levels under control, which not only can it help to prevent weight gain, but it can help you in so many other ways. Number 1, track yourself. When I find myself under intense stress, I have to be incredibly careful. Or like I shared with you, I will reach for that Diet Coke and slice of pizza wherever I am. This is why when I'm feeling stressed, I track myself. Stressed or not, in general, most of us eat more than we think we do. For many of us, tracking what we eat is the single most effective tool to bring awareness of what we are actually eating. Otherwise, weight gain will likely occur. And this is something that is only magnified when we're stressed out. Tracking tools that have brought me the greatest success include my free Healthy Habit Tracker app, and you can get that on my website under the resource page, or an app on your smartphone like Lose It. While I am not a fan of counting calories, using some sort of a tracking system is the key to successfully avoiding weight gain during very stressful periods of time. Number two, name three things that you're grateful for daily. Gratitude puts everything in perspective. One of the biggest causes of stress is that our expectations are not being met. If we focus on the blessings we already have instead of what we lack, we can help drive chronic stress out of our lives. This is why my free Healthy Habit Tracker app requires us to physically enter three things we are grateful for each day. If we focus on the blessings we already have instead of what we lack, we can help to drive chronic stress out of our lives. Number three, exercise and log 10,000 steps each day. Our ancestors did not have the same problems with stress that we do today. They worked hard outside each day, which caused their levels of cortisol, adrenaline, thyroid hormone, growth hormone, and insulin to return back to normal levels. It is next to impossible to get all of these hormones back to normal levels if we're sitting all day long. Our bodies were designed to help keep stress levels under control by daily physical activity. This is why I encourage people to get a daily dose of exercise and to log 10,000 steps each day. The exercise gets our hearts moving, and the steps make sure that we use our muscles through the day. Number four, spend at least 20 minutes outside daily. In our modern, fast-paced, stress-filled lives, we have forgotten what it is like to go outside each day. Even our ancient ancestors did not sit in caves all day long. They knew the value of getting outside. Spending time outside has been shown to reduce stress and hunger hormones. It also helps with sleep. Spending time outside has been shown to reduce stress and hunger hormones. It also helps with sleep. Number five, set a bedtime alarm clock. Do you feel like there just is not enough time in the day? If so, you're not alone. We try to catch up on things we need to get done, or even just relax with the TV or computer late at night. I have found that the number one reason why we are so sleep deprived as a society is that we don't have a consistent bedtime. Rather than setting the alarm clock in the morning, try setting it at night. The rules are very simple. Set the alarm clock for a time like 10 p.m. You cannot turn the alarm clock off until you are in bed with the lights out. With a goal of at least 7 hours of sleep each night, it will allow us to help manage our stress. Number six, eat real food. When we are stressed out, we are generally driven to eat anything but real food. The hormonal imbalance from stress drives us to eat sugar and processed foods. If we can eat 9 servings of fruits and vegetables, at least 1 serving of nuts or seeds, and at least 1 serving of a legume, and legumes are beans and lentils each day, it will give our bodies everything they need to counteract the dangerous effects of stress. It can also give us the energy and clear thinking to get us out of our stressful situations. Indeed, everything seems to get better when we focus on real food. Number seven, meditate. Let's face it, our lives are chaotic and they're noisy. We are too disconnected from the peace and calm of nature our ancestors once enjoyed. We have to find a quiet place to help keep our stress in check. This could be meditation, prayer, or even something like yoga. Studies have shown that meditation can restore all of the hormonal imbalances of stress. Number eight, really connect with people. For most of us, especially men, and I'm speaking of myself, when we feel stressed out, we tend to turn inward. Under periods of stress, real connection with others is critically important. No, Facebook and Twitter, these just don't count as real human connection. Seek out a close friend or family member and make sure you connect with these people each day. Number 9, help someone daily. When we focus on ourselves, our problems can look really big. I know this is the case with me. The best way to get out of our stress-filled heads is to help someone else. Make it intentional to reach out and be of service to someone each day. This could be as simple as giving an old friend a call, sharing food with a neighbor, or writing a thank you note. Number 10, manage our expectations. Sometimes we just cannot change the situation. Learn to accept what is impossible to change. One of the biggest causes of stress and unhappiness is when our expectations are not being met. Sometimes we just have to change our expectations. At the end of the day, there are just things that are beyond our control. We simply cannot fix everything. To bring it all home, does stress cause weight gain? The answer is definitely yes. We must recognize the stress in our lives and actively do something each day to relieve that stress. So my question to you is, what have you found that works for stress relief? Please go onto our website, drjohnday.com. Leave me a comment. Let me know what works for you. How do you keep stress in check in your life? Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'd love you if you went over to iTunes and left us a 5-star review. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.